on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, wrapping up the final segment of our fourth hour. Talking with the Ceramic Tile and Stone Associations. I got to Mr. sit Ralph. In one of those 14, 15 years ago. Larry Haltman of Haltman's Floor Covering brought me down for one specific as it related to the contractors, the tile guys, complaint with the new post tension and their claim that that made the concrete too wavy to set tile on it without adding a huge amount of product cost that they'd have to re-level the floor before starting now. So it was a joint meeting between the Tile Association and the Concrete Association.
I remember that distinctly. But yes, and that sometimes is a problem, but the only problem with the post tension is sometimes we have a curling, you know, at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That will have, but again, I'm going to emphasize, and anybody out there knows me well enough, you have to use movement joints in your tile insulation to allow it to move back and forth at a different time than what your concrete's moving.
Yeah, they're similar but not identical products.
No. Yeah.
Okay, we were talking tile over tile, the ultimate tile over tile question. Can I go with this thin ceramic flat tile over an old lumpy sautilla tile job?
Well, you can, but it has to be prepared properly. And the only thing that you have to think about, though, is your doors and your kitchen sink and your dishwasher, because you're going to raise your floor, say, maybe about 3/4 inch.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to worry about your doors, especially patio doors. You might be up over your trim and you won't get the door out. And for sure, you're not going to get the dishwasher out.
For sure, right? All right. Ralph Williamson, thanks a million for joining us. The one last question we've got here, baseboard or tile first?
I would love to see everybody tile first. Again, put the baseboard down, because that eliminates your movement joint, because you're allowing the tile to move underneath the baseboard, and eliminates a lot of cracking and tenting or cracking of the tiles.
And it just looks bad when people add ceramic tile without removing the baseboard, and it's, you know, you've got the grout joint up to the baseboard. It's like, man, someone is really trying to cut some corners here and save some time.
Well, you're right there, because if you have a 2-inch baseboard and then you put another 1/2 inch on there, you got a little thimble of a baseboard up there, and it doesn't look good.
It does not. It's very, you can tell it was a cheat.
Right.
Ralph Williamson, Executive Director of the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association. Anything else we need to cover? Did we miss anything?
Well, just be sure that you check out your product when you buy it, and also, as Rosie keeps saying every week, check your contractor out.
Check your
contractor. That's the two big things to look at.
And we're not designers, so the comments we made about trends may or may not be accurate. We were kind of joking about sautilla tile. My house was built in 1966, and my house is sautilla tile from one end of the house to the other.
And so is mine. So it is a good tile, and a lot of it's still being sold.
Yeah, yeah. Dear old Kathy Gosnell, she rode the sautilla tile horse to heaven, right?
Yeah, Karen Gosnell. Yes. Yeah.
But, and she's still with us. I didn't mean to say that she's not with us anymore.
She's down in Mexico.
Yeah, she moved a lot of sautilla tile to Mexican Tile Company. So, oh, man. Boy, those were the glory days, weren't they, Ralph?
Very good days.
Hey, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your weekend to join us here at Rosie on the House.
Well, it's my pleasure, and if any of your listeners have any questions, feel free to call us at the office.
How would they reach out to you? What's the number?
The best number to reach out to me is 602-622-2401.
Fantastic.
Well, next Saturday, we have a great program lined up. You have somebody that's not from the state parks. It's a division run by the state parks, but it's
they're just under the state parks, the Arizona Historic Preservation.
Oh, very nice. So that'll be our
it's 7 o'clock hour.
It's
going to be great. We've got a lineup of topics that are just going to be awesome. Just talk about getting out and seeing places, people, and things of Arizona. That's going to be a great hour.
8 o'clock hour, we're doing something brand new we've never done before. We rotate 4 specialists in the Outdoor Living Hour. Jay Harper from the nursery and gardening perspective, John Eisenhower from the tree and arborist perspective, Greg Peterson from the urban farming perspective, and Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau. Well, this is one of those unique months where we have five Saturdays. So we're going to have a segment with each one of them. It's just going to be bam, 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 bam.
Throw all the fish in the bucket.
All the fish in the bucket. 9 o'clock hour, of course, is your open line hour. And 10 o'clock, we'll have a specialist in talking about some specific topic of the House Home Castler Cabin. Like this Saturday, we had Ralph in from the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association. So we'll have a specialist in the 10 o'clock hour. Final week. If you've got a great Arizona landscape or wildlife photo you think's good enough to be voted on by our listening audience to go into our 2018 home maintenance calendar, you have 1 week to email it in to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And then we'll have the 2 months of October. Voting will be on our website at rosieonthehouse.com. You know, our story with Arizona Rebath goes back a long, long way. Originally formed by Kurt Kittleson, then locally taken over by Bud Simcoe, who brought the partnership with Rosie on the House together, now back with Kurt Kittleson, and now getting ready to pass on to the next generation. I mean, just the family story and history there is one really worth sharing. You can learn more about Rebath or their four Arizona showrooms in Tucson, Mesa, Glendale, or Prescott in the bathroom category at rosieonthehouse.com. Are you a contractor here in the great state of Arizona and have been for at least 5 years? Are you licensed, bondable, and insured? Do you love serving Arizona homeowners and plan on making a career in the trades? If all of these things apply to your contracting business and you're interested in joining the number one referral network in the great state of Arizona, go to rosieonthehouse.com and apply to become a Rosie on the House certified partner. We only look for the best of the best, so if that's not you, no need to apply.